a Cupid. You're so dumb, you believe it. You'll learn fast when you see it. You're so lame, but so righteous. The whole world wants to fight you. You're learning more than I know. You're so fast, everything seems slow.
Bob Angel.
I mean, where did these people come from?
And Detox Mansion.
No fatties, no dopers, no smokers, no alcoholics, no hamsters.
Oh, my.
Other people wake up in the morning, new day, up and at them. I wake up, the heaviness is right there waiting for me. And sometimes I even talk to it. And I say, hi, heaviness. And the heaviness looks back at me, today you're going to get it good. You'll be drinking early today.
It gets us all at some point in life.
Everybody put your hands in the air.
Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
That's great, buddy.
A 91.5 WMFO.
Ducks Freeform Radio.
And don't f*** it up.
All right. Got to have our optimistic voices here. I can't hear myself. There we go. Keep straight ahead.
It's the Detox Mansion, Bob. The Detox Mansion.
Hold on to your breath, hold on to your heart, hold on to your hope. March up to that gate.
And let it open. The gates to Detox Mansion are open.
Woo!
And we
Where
have
am
guests.
I?
Oh, I didn't make a post this morning. I made one the other night. Destiny Curtis has joined us.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning, Destiny.
Good morning. It's the Land of Oz.
And we have a special added guest. Daddy-O is here.
How's it going, Bob?
It's Destiny and Daddy-O. Mike
right.
Costa.
Awesome. Good to see you.
Yeah, awesome to have you all here.
The father-daughter dynamic duo.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Aaron Go Bra.
Yeah. Does anyone know what that means?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not going to say it
on
the air.
Come on.
All right.
Ah, that means, what does it mean, Dad? Come on.
I'll have to look it up.
Though. Yeah, see,
no, I
busted,
do know, but I'm
so
not going to say.
And you're Irish.
Yeah, look who's talking.
You're more Irish than I am, even.
You're Irish?
Oh, no.
Part, yeah.
Part.
Italian and Irish.
I assumed you were.
My mother was Irish, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you kidding? St. Paddy's Day, she had the green pumps and the green dress.
Oh, yeah, no. My father was Italian. My mother was Irish. And
Grandpat just rolled over in her grave when you said, like, kind of, you know?
All right. Let's get the Irish tunes rolling here. Let's get a set of Irish music going. We know, everybody who knows me knows what band I'm going to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And here it goes. The Green and Red of Mayo Saw Doctors, 91.5 WMFO.
See it soon.
stay forevermore. Stay forevermore. From its rolling coast to waters, I can see crop patches pink, where one Sunday every summer the
cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft she was rigged for an app. And oh, how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best lawyer rights. We had 2 million barrels of snow. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter, sir. We had 8 million piles of old Nanny Ghost tiles and a hold of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were flutered and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, when he took up his stance, that he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Of the Lee, there was Hogan from Kelsey to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mac McCann, from the banks of the Bank, was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day, that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling, putchin and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but out south from the Irish Rover. We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it was turned right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.
Stop by Irish. Sunday morning, and you blew off church. So welcome to Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Black Rose, play me the melodies I want to know.
91.5 WMFO. Oh, stop. Stop. I gave you one song. You don't get any more.
My mic's not working.
And, well, it's because I haven't potted you up yet.
Oh, thanks a lot, pal.
And I think I freaked out the computer, so let's get rid of this. Let's cancel this. Get
Bob
this
Angel
out of the
on MFO, folks.
I know.
We're with the angel on the holy day.
Yeah, that's right. So
now you know why he calls it Detox Mansion.
That's right. Yeah.
Needs to spin down. Breathe, Bob. Breathe.
Right. Okay. Where are we? Where are we?
Exactly.
It's a Detox Mansion.
Anyway, that was Dropkick Murphys shipping up to Boston. I think folks recognize that song.
No way.
From the Warriors Code in 2005. Thin Lizzy. Roisin Dub, which means Black Rose.
All right.
Title track from that album that came out in 79. Wings, Paul McCartney and Wings from the Wildlife album that's been recently reissued, remastered. Originally came out in 71. We heard Give Ireland Back to the Irish. Of course, it wasn't on the original album when they remastered them. They put all the extras in. Everything that was recorded at the same time gets on that album. We heard The Irish Rover. Not the song, not the song by the Irish Rovers. It's The Irish Rovers, the song from the Dubliners. I think the Pogues are in there on something, too. I took it from a Greatest Hits package. And we started with the Saw Doctors, The Green and Red of Mayo. Oh, boy, I mislabeled that on your list, too. That goes back to, if this is rock and roll, I want my old job back from 1991. All right. Destiny.
Hi.
And Daddy. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same
Happy
to you,
Saint
pal.
St. Patrick's Day.
Erin Go Bragh.
Yeah.
Which means Ireland forever. It's typically been translated as Ireland forever.
Oh, okay.
He Googled it.
So it's clean.
Yeah. No, I know. Don't go there, Bob. No, I hear you.
Okay.
Because you know what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I know.
Oh, my God. Seriously, Dad.
Well, you know, you don't have to go there.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, we were all putting our heads together, bringing up music. You queuing up Mr. McNeil?
No, I'm just talking. This isn't my bus, man. You're driving the bus. I am your passenger. And so you run the show and you tell me when I can jump in. I don't want to take over. See?
Well, I want you to jump in.
The hard part right now? Okay.
Yeah, because I was.
So
actually,
you didn't find it in there?
I did not. Actually, let's try again.
Want me to give you a CD, Bob?
See, wow.
Okay.
It's okay. It's great to be here. Thank you for having us on. I do really appreciate that. Very much so.
McNeil.
All right, let's see. Yeah. Well, I can bring it up here. It's fine. I just wanted to read about him. So, yeah, let's do that. Did you find it in there? Hi, everybody. How's it going?
I don't think there's any Christian McNeil in here.
How's everybody doing? Okay, so Christian McNeil is a local Boston musician, and he moved here from Ireland. So I figured he fits the theme, you know? And when we were doing, back in the BCN days when I was on Freeform BCN, we did a live broadcast with him. I did not get to go that day. I was very sad because I wanted to.
I did.
Did you go to that?
did
you
go
really?
To that,
see,
yes.
Talk about it. Tell the people.
Oh, he's awesome. It was a great show. That was another. One that George Skabitis, the late, great George Skabitis.
Yep.
Actually, he's the one that made me go to that show. Because he said, you got to see this band.
Yep.
And they had just put that album out.
Yeah.
Which I now have blocked. It's called Everything's Up for Grabs.
Everything's Up for Grabs. And so I remember because I'm very picky musically. And so, you know, you have all these people that, you know, you've been in radio a long time. People give you music and you want to love it. You want to listen to it. And you want to be like, yay, great. I'm going to put you on the radio.
Right.
And it doesn't always go that way. You know, you listen and you're like, okay, I mean, this is good, but it doesn't have. And when I listen, and his stuff is fantastic. So basically,
it has to, like Sam Copper would say, it's strong.
It's got to be strong.
It's got to be strong.
You got to have that feeling.
Yeah.
So anyway, when we got that CD, you know, the two songs that we were playing that year, I believe it was like 2012, something like that. I loved them so much. And they were fun songs to start with, fun songs to segue into and out of, just great music for a DJ to play. And so the other day, actually, he had sent me a message because he's got some upcoming shows in the Boston area coming up. And he was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know. And we kind of talked back and forth a little bit, which inspired me to listen to, because, you know, at that time, I was pregnant. I've got kids. I was busy. I didn't have time. You know, you're doing all this other stuff. I had to admit that I'd never listened to the entire album, right? So I ended up listening to the entire album that day. And it's fantastic, the entire thing. And he mentioned George. And I wish I had had a chance to meet George because he was so kind to me just through the medium of Facebook. And thank you for introducing him to me. He made an effort to reach out to me and tell me that he liked listening to my shows. And when I found out who he was in the business, I was very humbled by that, you know.
Yeah, so he was a kind soul, and
and Christian,
I'm getting emotional.
I know, that's, I'm sorry.
I still post, I have 1,000 pictures of him, and I still post pictures because I just see him and I go, wow, that guy was just so
I wish I had met him in person, and Christian had mentioned him as well. So I listened to the album in its entirety, and instead of playing like one of the wait, let me stop that. Stop playing.
Yeah.
Do you have me plugged into something?
No.
I'm freaking out, man.
To.
Oh, it's because I can hear it. All right, here we go. But we're doing this via my cell phone. I want to pause it because there's no way. There we go. So I listened. Let me see. Can I have the wire?
That's,
oh,
it won't go that far.
I'm not used to not being the driver.
You're going to have to...
Let me bring my mic. Can I bring my mic? All right, so
anyway. Of course, you bring it as far as you can.
It's not or you can steal into my phone. It doesn't... We don't have the... Oh, wait, there it is. We're so, like, we're so adept at technology here on MFO. Hi, everybody.
Hey, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Hey,
it's
maybe people are, like, drunk enough to not care that we're screwing up. What do you think? My mic just friggin' fell apart. So anyway, all right. So this isn't even... You know, I got to... Bear with me, people. Bear with me. I'm stone cold sober, and I'm dropping stuff. Okay. Yeah,
you have to take off the safety coatings and everything.
Oh, my God. There we go. Okay. So let me get the right song in cue, because Up for Grabs, this album was fantastic. And he and I talked about a sad situation where radio station did not pick them up because they told him he was too old. So I went back and talked to him, like, I love this album. Why didn't local stations pick you up? And he said that, and George was very upset about that. And he said they told him because he was 40 when the album came out, he was too old. And this is the crime in the music industry today. You've got these amazing musicians that are making excellent music, and you're too old, whatever. So Up for Grabs, you guys. At the time, the band's Christian McNeil and Sea Monsters. Now he's just going by Christian McNeil. I need to try to get the right song in cue, so bear with me, folks. Because I've always, you know, we had this certain...
Okay, you also ready? You also need to max out your
volume. Yes, it's all coming back to me now. But it's weird not driving the bus, you know? All right, everybody. Destiny Curtis here on WMFO, St. Patrick's Day. This is a song called... I figured since it's a holy day, we would play the song called Dream About Hell. Am I good? Am I ready to hit play? Are we ready to rock and roll?
I think so. Let's get it. Test level.
Test, well, I just turned it up full blast because you told me full blast.
Roll, so. It should be.
Ready to roll? Here we go. Okay. This is Christian McNeil with Dream About Hell on WMFO Medford.
All right, it's not plugged all the way in. There we go.
All right.
Now we got Christian McNeil, MFO.
Okay, here we go.
Sexy.
5 WMFO
LOU.
Yeah. Oh, I cut off. All right, anyway, that's the problem with digital recordings. You know, back in the days of albums, you know, you could just let the applause go and fade it out.
Mm.
And, you know, digital stuff, you just,
yeah,
it's going to stop right there.
Yeah.
David Bowie featuring Lou Reed. Wow. The late greats.
That was good. Yeah,
yeah, that was awesome. Queen Bitch is the name of it. It came from Mike. You brought that. Dead Dreams.
Yeah, Dead Dreams. Yeah.
What's that?
You know, they drink archival stuff, live shows, all kinds of stuff, and this is what's happening.
My dad's a madman for music. Who knows where he finds stuff.
Well, I know because it's an unauthorized release.
Right.
Exactly.
But it sounded real good.
That stuff is out there now.
Oh yeah,
so
sure.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
So we may as well enjoy it.
I love when I go,
Dad, where'd you get that? He goes, in the cosmos.
I wasn't accusing.
No, that's not a problem. I wasn't taking it like that, Bob. I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Dad, I love that. I love that Stone selection. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Awesome,
that was great.
Well, the Tattoo You album from 1981, we heard Heaven. Jimi Hendrix, Day Tripper from the BBC Sessions in 1967.
Back in the day, Jimmy, man. What a piece of work that one was.
You know, BBC is known for having destroyed so much stuff, but they've saved a lot of good stuff.
That's coming out
too.
Now, too.
Yeah.
The archival stuff is amazing, man. Really great. So when you want to get back in the game, Bob, I have more goodies for you.
Okay, we have to by law do a PSA. So let's what do you say we do that right?
Method.
Now.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Okay, I only sort of half heard that PSA, but were they?
Bob, have you ever lost a cat?
Yes, I have.
Yes, it's sad. That's what it was talking
about. Oh, is that
about.
What they were talking
it
about?
It was talking about.
Lost cats?
Oh my God, you're wicked funny. It's so funny. Yes, did you couldn't hear it, could you then?
Well,
no.
I was concentrating on other things.
I know, I understand.
Sure, I was
making sure. Yes, it was. I heard it loud and clear. It was fine. It was a little kid that had lost a cat. And it was telling you where you could go if you lost your cat.
Well, you know,
here's where you go if you lose your cat.
I listen to the playbacks of my shows, and some of these PSAs are so sad.
Right. I'm like, that was a bummer.
We have them about suicide and all kinds of things, and I come bouncing out of the breaks all cheery and happy.
Play the favorite one where the girl that says it's MFO and method.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's a good one. Mikey plays that all the time.
I know. Well, we can do that, but I'm not sure
what's
up with
you playing the Lost Cat PSA. I'm just kidding.
I know. we had to do the PSA.
We do.
But anyway, so
hi everybody that's listening.
We
got the Facebook thread going on out there in Facebook world. Hello to everybody out there. Good to see you guys.
Yeah. You
guys, all the regulars.
I was also thinking during that PSA was, man, this is fun. This is the way. This is the way we should do shows every
week.
I'm
trying so hard not to take over. You know, I was just thinking, it's so hard. Usually, I'm used to being the driver. You know, and like creating the. You know, and I'm listening to the Stones, doing like, oh, I want to pick a segment.
I got a red hot track and draw one, Bob.
Yeah, see,
ready
my dad
go.
And I are. Yeah, no, wait, I got a song.
Yeah. Poor Bob. Destiny's got one.
We're gonna
now,
run him right over.
I'll follow up with her, man. Maybe another killer.
Yeah, no, he's good. And then Bob's got plans too, Dad.
We
need to be
this
nice.
This is a team effort, Dad.
It's a team effort.
We have our special song at high noon.
It's St. Patty's Day. Hopefully people are able to keep up with all three of us because it's definitely...
All right, so we have to get this five-minute song going that you wanted to go.
Well,
so.
I figured St. Patrick's Day, right?
Right,
so
exactly.
we could play songs about, like, you know, I didn't do show prep because it's not my show. I just brought myself and I figured we'll roll with it. I like to be organic, you know, let the energy flow.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I was like, okay, you had a theme. You want to do Irish stuff at St. Patrick's Day, so we can play songs about heaven, snakes, prayer, St. Patty's, whatever, right? So this is PJ Harvey and Long Snake Moan. She's calling to Lazarus. She's saying a prayer. She's in a dark place. Woo! MFO.